This summer in Philadelphia, a new version of a Shakespeare play is on offer. The play is Pericles, and residents in the Kensington area have tweaked it to tell their own stories of living in their neighborhood. Peter Crimmins of member station WHYY reports.
Shakespeare in Clark Park produces free outdoor plays in West Philadelphia. The plays are often fairly faithful to the playwright's original script, but this year, the company expanded into two other parks in different neighborhoods. They also started recruiting residents to come up with original interpretations, including around Harrogate Park near Kensington, a neighborhood that has gotten national attention for all the wrong reasons. It has one of the worst opioid addiction problems in the country. The participating residents were promised not just creative freedom, but also cash.
I'm not going to lie. They said it's going to be $500. I said, $500?
This is Mitchie Rivera. She's 17 and plays the lead role in Peril's Island, a version of Pericles, Prince of Tyre.
And then at first I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting money. And then I was like, I actually really like it. Like, whether I got paid or not, it's a really good like program, and I really like it.
Instead of Prince Pericles visiting a string of kingdoms while sailing around the Mediterranean Ocean, this Peril's Island version is about the character Peril, an amnesiac who's trying to remember her own life. She visits six memories described through choreographed dance and pre-recorded audio conversations set to original music.
You got somewhere I can hide. They're looking for me.
Who is they?
What's your name?
Are you going to help me or what?
Sure.
We explored the themes and the ideas and the characters of Pericles and then really delved into what are the issues that are important to you in your lives.
Kitson O'Neill is the artistic director of Shakespeare in Clark Park.
For us, it's been a really fun way to use Shakespeare as a springboard to empowering the voices of our neighborhoods.
The action of this play involves the builders and the pirates. The builders build things and the pirates destroy things. But this is not warfare between heroes and villains. They have complicated relationships and alliances between them. One of the performers is Monica Wright, who owns a local sandwich shop. She says this is a story of Kensington, a neighborhood burdened with a high crime rate and is seen as the epicenter of the city's opioid abuse crisis.
It reflects what we're going through right out here. I mean, are the addicted the bad guys? Am I a good guy? You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Are the cops the good guys?
Wright says she got involved in the play because they get to tell their story in a sweet and innocent way.
That's miraculous because there's nothing sweet and innocent about here. But when I go to those rehearsals, like, we get the chance to be sweet and innocent in a crazy neighborhood.
The residents performed their play Peril's Island three times over a recent weekend. About 250 people came out to see it. And Wright says that's also part of the story of this neighborhood. People in Kensington stick together. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins.